created by Israel, which so far hasn't commented. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has our top story.
This latest assassination comes after Israel targeted a top Hezbollah commander in Lebanon, and it's raising concerns again about a widening of the Gaza war.
We're doing things to help take the temperature down.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at a stop in the Philippines today.
I don't think war is inevitable. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that we keep things from turning into a broader conflict throughout the region.
Iran has vowed revenge against Israel.
Here in the U.S., Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance made the first stop of his campaign in battleground Nevada and took aim at the current VP on border policy.
Kamala Harris unleashed the worst border crisis in American history. 10 million illegal aliens just on her watch have invaded our country.
Vice President Harris rallied supporters in battleground Georgia at a rally in Atlanta.
He and his running mate sure seem to have a lot to say about me. And by the way, don't you find some of their stuff to just be plain weird?
She moves on to Texas today. Former President Trump will attend the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago. A new wildfire has exploded near San Diego. It's burned almost 5,000 acres and forced evacuations as Northern California's massive park fire now covers an area half the size of Rhode Island. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti spoke to a man in Forest Ranch whose family lost everything.
For Mike Wittenberg, it's an emotional return home.
There's just so much gone now. I don't know where to start.
The mountaintop house he shared with his fiance and their two young children reduced to rubble and ash.
How do you tell them what happened to home?
I don't know.
To Northwest England, where far-right protesters clashed with law enforcement outside a mosque in Southport, where three girls were stabbed to death at a Taylor Swift-inspired dance class. Crowds threw bricks and bottles at riot police and set garbage and cars on fire after online rumors the 17-year-old suspect is a Muslim migrant. Fed Chair Jerome Powell's expected to announce a decision today on interest rates. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Many of the Fed officials have told us that they need more information, more data showing that the inflation rate continues to move in the right direction and that they're not comfortable starting the rate cut campaign just yet.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A teen was conscious and breathing after another incident at the quarry last night. First responders were called to Quarry Lake Park at around 7 for the report of someone that had jumped off the cliff and hit their head. Flight for Life was put on standby but wasn't needed. A 16-year-old drowned after jumping in the water back in May. Police are still searching for a missing Racine County woman. Karen Wandry, an 84-year-old with severe dementia, went missing from her Waterford home yesterday. She was last seen wearing eyeglasses, and she might be carrying an empty purse. People are being asked to be on the lookout and report any sightings to local authorities. Police say she's known to walk in the Big Bend and Hales Corners area. 37 employees are getting laid off at a Kenosha medical company. Starting September 26th, InTech Medical will start to make the cuts. The news came through a notice submitted to the Department of Workforce Development. The layoffs will affect all Kenosha jobs, and they will be permanent cuts. And you should watch your speed today. Law enforcement in Racine, Kenosha, and across the state are taking part in Speed Enforcement Day. It's a 24-hour campaign to curb speeding in an effort led by the State Patrol. The high-visibility effort aims to reduce speed-related crashes. Last year in Wisconsin, there were 176 fatalities and over 6,500 injuries due to speeding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers bow to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Braves 5-1 last night at home. Milwaukee's Joe Ross giving up all five runs. GM Matt Arnold talked about the new pitcher he picked up in that trade with the Reds, Frankie Montas.
Fits in really well with the type of player we were looking for. Really good pedigree, has pitched in the postseason, checks a lot of boxes for us, and we think he has a chance to really help us here in the second half.
NFL Packers making roster moves. They've re-signed former Badgers long snapper Peter Bowden. They released place kicker manager Jake Turner. So that means the competition is now down to Greg Joseph or Anders Carlson. The Badgers training camp getting underway on a hot day at UW-Platteville.
It's only 83. I don't know what hot and humid is to everybody. It is a little thick, and we needed that. Coach Brady promised me it was going to be 90s this week, and I thought that was going to be something that was going to be good for us. And we actually walked out here, and there was a haze over top of the field, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms possible by late this afternoon into tonight. Our high 83, and it will be humid with a heat index approaching 90 by later this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorm 71. Tomorrow, chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
You know, taking laps in those long races. That's what I do a lot of times in the Olympics. When I watch those races, I like to focus on the people taking last in those races. This was not their goal. I mean, you just know this. To get out of bed early at 4 in the morning, you know, and run and deny themselves. You know, they weren't thinking, yeah, you know, if I do this every day for 4 years, someday, I will take last in the Olympics. I know it. See that last now. I'll be so far behind. I'll be the only one on the track. They'll all have to look at me. I'll be holding up the next race. You know, they had dreams. I mean, that's the only way you could put yourself through that. So I like to look at them and see if I can see that moment, you know, where the reality really sets in and realize there is no doubt they are last. I can't even see those other people. In front of the whole world, I'm going to take this last. Right? Because they got a cameraman carrying a camera running right alongside, you know? You know, if I hadn't trained at all, I would have taken last.
WRJM local news and timeless hits. Dick Resevez with me now. Dick Resevez, the our play-by-play announcer for high school football, which kicks in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about the football in a moment. First, welcome, Dick. And did you see any of the Olympics so far? Have you been watching any of it?
I watched a little bit of it, but not very much. I caught a little bit of the men's basketball, and then interesting enough, yesterday I caught some of the archery, but I haven't watched any of gymnastics, and I know the United States has done very well.
Oh, they won the gold.
Gymnastics and swimming so far.
They won the gold in gymnastics. Simone Biles, I was watching her. I can't believe a human being can bend like that.
Yeah.
I mean, just when I get up in the morning to sit on the edge of the bed, it's like a 40-minute process just to stand up. I don't know how they do it. I guess when you're 27 years old, you can bend like that, and if you practice enough. Now, I read the other day that football used to be part of the Olympics at one time. In the early 1900s, it was what they call, I forget the word they use, it's when they do a tryout of a sport in the Olympics, and they did football, and it bombed so badly that they never, ever tried it again. Now, I think they've had baseball. They have basketball, obviously. I think they tried baseball in the Olympics, too. I don't know if they still have baseball, though. But do they still have it?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure they have it at the Olympics, but they have what's called the World Baseball Tournament, where the countries, you know, assemble teams.
Well, you know, if you're a high school football player, look at this. Jordan Love just became the highest paid football quarterback player in history in the NFL the other day. Wow.
Yes, he did. Nice four-year contract.
It all started with high school sports, I'm sure. It always starts in the high school, so you never know.
You never know.
Okay, so you've been doing... Let me do a little background on Dick Graceffa first. You've been doing... high school play-by-play. You started here at WRJN, right?
Yes, you did. 22. I was wondering if you were going to ask me. 22 years ago, you gave me your start. So,
look at that. So I get what, 10% of your salary for the rest of my life? What, how does that? How does that work as somebody like that? Okay, you started doing the color commentary, I think, with John Weiser, from Carthage College. You started doing the play, and then eventually you went into the play-by-play by yourself. And so now you actually do it as a streaming service, but we're going to cover that starting in August?
August 23rd will be the first game.
Yeah, so you've been doing this for a while now. You never stopped, and it's got to be a passion to do it. But the thing is, unlike, you know, the pro football, you've got to memorize new names every year because the freshman class comes in, people move up from sophomore and junior varsity to varsity football. So you've got it's a whole new roster every year.
Absolutely. Most people don't realize how much you got to put into to prep for a weekly broadcast for football.
Yeah.
You know, rosters are 60 to 70 players, so it takes some time to do it. To get ready for a football game.
Yeah, and you just can't say number 22 is moving over number 23, 24 is coming. You got to use names. People want to hear names. Parents want to hear their kids' names. They don't want to hear the numbers. And relatives who might be listening to the stream across the country want to hear the name of their grandchild. They don't want to hear the number.
Right. You make a good point, too, because when you're on the radio, the number doesn't do you any good. You have to give the name of the player. So I learned very quickly in my career not to identify players by numbers, but by names.
I got to tell you, when I was in high school, the local radio station, WGBB, it was the biggest news of the day in the school when they chose our game for the game of the week. Now, we didn't have Friday night games. They were all on Saturday afternoon. I don't know why, but we never had Friday night games. It was Saturday afternoon. So WGBB would choose Dave Veazer and Bob Lawrence would choose the game of the week. And when they chose my high school, it was so exciting with the announcement. We're going to be on WGBB this week. It's our game. It's our game of the week. And there were a lot of high schools on Long Island. They could have picked any one of them. And it was a big deal because they had to have a phone line installed. And they were about $1,000, $2,000 to have these phone lines installed to do the broadcast. So it was a big deal, you know, unlike today where you can, you know, you don't need to have that expense anymore. But that was the biggest excitement of the week when the radio station chose our game to do. And you got to do the same thing. You got to pick and choose. How do you choose which game you're going to do?
Well, you know, you look at the schedule. One thing I try to do, Don, is there's 9 schools we cover because the Prairie School, they don't have football. So the 9 other schools in the Racine County, I try to get on each team at least once during the year. But I also look at trying to look at the best game. So, you know, we start with Wascosa Central at Racine Case, both our playoff teams from last year. So we're anticipating that should be another good game this year.
You know, and you can pick a game for a schedule, and then all of a sudden another team, their game is more exciting. But can you switch and, you know, all of a sudden change the game of the week if you want to?
Yes, I can.
Oh, look at that.
I have that luxury of doing that. So, so we kind of look at it, and, you know, sometimes you get near the end of the season and all of a sudden a team needs to win to, you know, qualify for the playoffs. So you might switch and do their game, but we try to stay constant with our schedule.
You know, the old days of putting those phone lines in for the broadcast, once you made the commitment to the phone company, you couldn't change it. I mean, you could if you want to pay another $2,000, but they needed lead time to put those phone lines in. Yeah. So once you chose the game, you were kind of stuck with it there. We're talking to Dick Graceffa. Dick Graceffa is our play-by-play announcer for high school football. It kicks in on WRJN Friday night on August 23rd. I should write that down. All right, August 23rd. Dick, hold on. We've got more to talk with Dick Graceffa coming up in a moment here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. It's 7:16 right now.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
You tell him, Chris. Dick Graceffa with me here at 720 at WRJN. Sunny today, highs near 72. Highs near 87. Right now, 72 degrees in Radio Park. Dick Graceffa calling the play-by-play beginning August 23rd. Did I hear that right? August 23rd?
Yes.
Okay.
Got that right.
I wrote it down this time. August 23rd. And your partner in doing the broadcast, because you have to have a color commentator during the broadcast, is who?
Is Dylan Dooley, and a nice young man. He's a former high school and college football official, so he knows the game pretty well. So he can really break the game down after a play is run. So, you know, he's kind of the Tony Romo of our team.
So he knows how many innings there are in a football game and knows where the free throw line is in the football game, right?
That's right. He knows all that.
What inning are we in? I love it. You know, when my high school's not there anymore. It used to be. The building's there, but the high school's not there anymore. But we had two high schools in town. We had the one that was there since the beginning of time, Massapequa High School, and mine, which was built in the 1960s. It was Berner High School. So when the football games came, people used to always say, which high school are you with, Massapequa High School? I said, no. Oh, you're with the other one. What do you mean the other one? So anyway, yeah, I was always the other one. But whenever we play, we had the big rivalry game. That was the biggest game. I very rarely went to the football games. I went to that one. And every time we beat Massapequa, so much so in our yearbook, there's a full page of the schedules of games that we played against them since our inception. They never won once. We beat them every time. We were the other school. The other school beat them. And it was a big thing because the entire town came to that game. People, they sold standing room because the stadium was, you know, the stands were filled. And it was just, you couldn't get in. I mean, you can get in if you wanted to stand along the fence line and watch it. But that was it. That was the best they could do. But that what a day that was. It was always on a Saturday afternoon. I don't know when it went to Friday nights. Because now on Long Island, they play Friday nights. It was always Saturday. Let's talk about the innovations at Case High School now.
Well, was it Case? They got the artificial surface, field now. So the Southeast Conference, which Racine Case plays in, every team in the conference now has the artificial surface. So it's going to be pretty exciting. A new press box, which I'm excited about. And, they redid the stands and they put a track in. So now they can host, track meets again at Case High School. So they're pretty excited about opening that new, the new Hammes Field.
You know, my university where I went to college, Hofstra University in New York on Long Island, they claimed to have the first AstroTurf, they call it AstroTurf, artificial surface for football ever. That's what their claim to fame was. Now they don't have a football team anymore. They disbanded.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they made claim. Now, when I went there in 1972, I remember it was like a carpet. I mean, it was beautiful.
Sure.
But they claim to be the first. I don't know the first college or first ever to have it, but that's what they claim. They also claim they were the first to have wheelchair accessible buildings. Their buildings were built in the 1930s, and when they built them, they actually built ramps into the building itself for wheelchairs to get in. They claim all these things. Who knows? Maybe that was the way they got the tuition up in price. All right, so what now? I can ask you, every time I pass, I was watching them build the new gymnasium at Lutheran High School. I watched it from when they tore down the grass and started building, because I used to take my wife to work and she worked at the hospital. So I passed it every day and I watched it being built from the ground level. They kind of got rid of their football field when they did that, because that's where they had the, and I know they kept one of the one of the goalposts for a while, and then that got put away. So Lutheran High School doesn't have a football field anymore. So where do they play?
So when they practice, they go across the street to, that's Lincoln Park or Lincoln Field, whatever.
Oh, yeah, right across, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's where they go now. But as far as the games go, they pretty much play all their home games. In fact, we have received Lutheran the second week of the year, August 30th. They'll be at Pritchard Park, the SCJ complex, sports complex. So that's pretty much where they play their home games, at Pritchard Park.
Now, I don't know what the gym looks like on the inside, but I can see through the windows a little bit, and it looks, wow, that's a nice gymnasium they built. And you can get gymnasiums can be used year-round, football fields for a few months of the year, and I don't know if they use it as a soccer field, too. But, yeah, it's gone now. Just a little bit of grass out there. Like, you know, innovations, time moves on. There was something else I was going to ask you about. You know, I actually took notes, so I wouldn't forget here. What did I put down? Oh! One time, I don't know if you were doing the game where John Weiser was, or were you doing both together? It was at Case High School. And this is how we used to broadcast the games on what they called a Marty system. It was a microwave link system. Remember the old Martys?
And yes, it was I used it a few times.
Yeah, and it was a huge antenna you had to set up, and we had an antenna on the roof of our building at that time, and the two, you know, that's how we used to broadcast the games. And I remember one time we were having trouble, so I brought our van, and I parked the Marty antenna in the woods. There's a little woods to the south of the Hammers Field or Case High School. And we did a little link back and forth from the booth to the van to the radio station. And I'm sitting in the woods there by myself. And I was hungry. It was at night. And I called the pizza delivery guy. I called Pizza Hut or Domino's. And they said, "Where do you want it delivered?" Okay, this is going to be strange. I'm in the woods. If you go down where Case High School is, keep going south a little bit. I'll wave you on. You'll see me on the road there. Just, I'm in the woods, so you won't be able to. I'll just wave. The guy delivered the pizza. I gave him a super tip because he found me in the woods with the van. Yeah. Okay, so let's get the dates now. So high school football begins on WRJN, and it'll be Friday nights. Beginning at what time usually? 6:37? What time do you start?
6:40. We go on the air for a pregame, and then 7 o'clock is kickoff every week.
Okay, now this will be broadcast on WRJN every week for 9 weeks, and then you got the playoffs, you got the finale, the finals. One quick story. I don't know if it was you or John Weiser. It might have been John Weiser. We went to a playoff game in Baraboo. I think it was in Baraboo. And I had to get the van close enough to the field. I didn't want to leave it in the parking lot, so because we needed some of the equipment from there. And I brought it right onto the sidelines. And I faced our call letters out. And the guy said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Where am I going to park it?" He said, "Okay, you can leave it there." So we had the van right on the sideline. I know. It was easy to bring the equipment in that because John was doing the game from there. And WRJN has a long history of doing high school sports with Gary Sewer. Of course, Gary Sewer's legendary in this town for doing high school sports.
Absolutely.
The press box at Horlick Field is named after Gary Sewer, the Gary Sewer press box.
Mm-hmm.
And he's legendary for doing the Raiders, doing high school sports. And you mentioned the prep work involved. He did a ton of it. I remember him in that newsroom just getting everything gathered and getting interviews gathered. And he knew everybody, and everybody knew Gary Sewer. So it was easy. And I'm glad you're carrying on that legacy of doing high school sports, because there aren't that many people that did it at this station. I mean, Gary, John Weiser, you. I can't think of anybody else. I know we had some substitutes occasionally filling in and do games for us, but on a regular basis, I think it was you guys. So I'm so glad to have you back, Dick.
Well, I'm glad to be back.
So this will be, the game is, it'll be streamed. Now, you stream it where? We stream it as well. But you're streaming it on where do you normally stream your games?
Yeah, I stream it on dgsports.mixler.com.
Okay. And we also stream it here, but we're going to be on 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary, historic AM frequency that reaches around the globe, 1400 AM. That's, and I'm so glad it's back. Chris Morrow, I know he wants to bring the full service radio station back again. He's doing it. We got a whole bunch of surprises coming up. But high school football was mandatory to bring back. So I'm glad Civic Media did that. And we'll be listening on August 23rd. And we'll probably get you in before that again to give a preview of the game. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right. Dick Graceffa, everybody. He's going to do our high school sports starting August 23rd. And the opening game, do you have it set yet?
Yes. It's Wascotia Central at Racine Case.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that. On the brand new surface. So now the players, instead of getting, grass burns, they'll get rug burns.
Right. Exactly.
Thank you, Dick. Have a great day, my friend.
Thank you, Don.
Okay. Dick Graceffa. It's 7:30 on the noggin at WRJN Hometown Radio. Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. And now off to the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Let's see what's happening locally with our news and Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Investigators have expanded the search area for the missing 85-year-old woman from Racine County. A silver alert is still active for Karen Wandry from Waterford. Police say she's got a history of traveling long distances on foot and had previously walked as far as Big Bend and Hales Corners. She's 5'1", 114 pounds, and was last seen near Big Bend Road in Waterford. People in that area are being asked to check outbuildings. We're working on learning more about two people shot and injured on Racine's north side last night. Initial reports started coming in at around 9 last night for one victim found near Hagerer and Erie, and another a couple of blocks away near High and Main. There was a large police response in that area. Again, we're working on finding out more. Check the web before you hit the water. Yesterday ended with an advisory for Racine's North Beach, and Zoo Beach was totally closed. High bacteria levels caused the cautions. The water is regularly tested and results promptly posted on the City of Racine website. There were also cautions yesterday for a couple of inland Kenosha County beaches. Michelin stars don't matter at the state fair. It's the Sporkies that cooks cherish. The Wisconsin State Fair starts tomorrow, but yesterday they awarded their prestigious Sporkies Award for Best Food. The top prize goes to Saz's Deep Fried Lemonade Bites. The fair in West Dallas gets going tomorrow and runs through the 11th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The recent heavy rains across Wisconsin have significantly impacted mosquito populations, leading to a heightened mosquito pressure in many areas of the state, particularly in areas such as the Driftless area and the Northwoods. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Wisconsin state entomologist PJ Leash, who's also known as the Wisconsin Bug Guy, says that in addition to the mosquitoes, the recent weather conditions have also led to increased activity from other pests.
A few things stand out to me that I've been seeing some issues with, both in crop fields, but also in home gardens and in ornamental plantings and yards, so flowers and trees and shrubs and things like that. And a couple of things that stand out to me would be some pests like earwigs, which are mostly active after dark, and they can chew notches in leaves. And so if you are a farmer or a gardener and you look at your plants and you can't figure out what's causing the damage, one suggestion I have been throwing out there to folks is head out after dark with a flashlight or a headlamp, because earwigs can cause damage after dark.
That's state entomologist PJ Leash along with us. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning agribusiness news. This week's episodes of the Dairy Signal from professional dairy producers kicked off yesterday and featured interactive conversations to benefit a farm's culture, brand, and security. You can tune in today to learn about the opportunities to grow your farm's social media reach, engagement, and sales, and how to determine if outsourcing or working with a freelancer is the right fit for you. And on Thursday, join a conversation about keeping facilities secure, including use of security cameras, alarm systems, and much more. You can learn more about this as well as find other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter as we'll deliver five stories to your inbox every day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Partly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms possible by late this afternoon into tonight. Our high 83, and it will be humid with a heat index approaching 90 by later this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorm 71. Tomorrow, chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I'm trying to get smart. I've been watching Nova. You seen that show? They had a thing a couple of weeks ago about string theory. I started watching that at 8 p.m. And at 8:03, my brain exploded. They said string theory is the stuff that the physicists are now figuring out that Albert Einstein was not able to nail down in his theories. So I'm thinking, well, if Albert Einstein didn't understand it, me on a couch with a bag of potato chips don't have a shot. Oh, I see what they're talking about. Yeah, you gotta incorporate gravity. I was wondering why he didn't do that. I'm sitting there working on my string cheese theory. You know, they always say Albert Einstein was a genius. Then how come when anyone ever calls you that, it's an insult? You don't know where you parked the car. Good job, Einstein. I don't think we're honoring that man properly by using his name in vain in parking lots.
John Sebastian and family. Do you believe in magic? 7:38 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. You like summer? All right. This should cure that. Here are seven things that are most likely to kill you during summer. Ticks, heat stroke, car accidents, mosquitoes, sunburns because of skin cancer, drowning, and food poisoning. Yeah, now you can't wait till fall and winter, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. 7:39, sunny, 74 degrees right here in Radio Park with the Bee Gees, early Bee Gees. This is before the disco days. I've got to get a message to you.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life.
Now I'm crying, but deep down inside, well, I did it to him. Now it's my turn to die. I've just gotta get a message to you. All I have, one more hour and my life will be through. All I have, all I
Gibb. I got to get a message to you. The Bee Gees, Brothers Gibb here at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Hey, want to catch a Milwaukee Brewers game this summer? WRJN's Big Deal presents its first ever summer sweepstakes. Enter daily for your chance to win two club-level tickets to see the Brewers against the Cleveland Guardians Interleague Showdown. That's coming up on Friday, August 6th. I almost said March. August 16th. Visit WRJN.com. Simply click on the Big Deals tab. Follow the pop-up instructions to enter. No purchase necessary, of course. Sweepstakes ends Friday, August 9th. The WRJN Big Deals Summer Sweepstakes. Your ticket to summer fun with the Milwaukee Brewers. And speaking of the Brewers, we got a game this afternoon, 12:35. The Atlanta Braves come to town to take on the Brewers at AmFam Field right here. Tambourine Man, 7:45 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. What's the minimum number of floors you can take an elevator without being labeled lazy for not taking the stairs? According to this brand new survey, 2/3 of people said taking an elevator just one floor is socially unacceptable. I do it all the time. Only 11% said one floor is fine. 14% said two floors is the minimum. The most popular answer was three floors. 22% of the vote got said three floors. In other words, you could, if you're going to go three floors, you've got to take the stairs for three floors, not the elevator. 10% said four, and 21% said you have to go at least five floors before they'll stop judging you for taking the elevator. You tell me, you expect me to walk up five floors when there's an elevator? That's a lot of people that said that. You know, I got one thing to say to you. ain't gonna happen.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Why do you build me a butter, baby? Just to let me down. Mess me around and then worse.
me don't. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
Sunshine today. Highs near 87 degrees. Maybe some rain and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Sunny and 74 degrees now at Radio Park at WRJN with the Stones and Get Off My Cloud.
I live on the farm and on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window imagining the world has stopped. Then in flies the guys all dressed up just like the Union.
And they're still touring. 60 years, the Rolling Stones. Still going strong, too. All right, would you have done what this guy did? A guy in North Carolina heard there was only one $5 million prize left in a scratch-off lottery game, so he drove to 40 stores, buying as many $20 tickets as he could. Would you have done that? Probably not, right? Oh, by the way, he found the ticket. He won $5 million. Now, would you have done that? And now you change your tune. 7:55 at WRJN. Oh, my favorite, Dusty Springfield. You don't have to say you love me. Local news, timeless hits. They're back here at 99.9 FM. WRJN.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed. Don't you see?
What a catalog of hits she had. Dusty Springfield at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. All right, this is more for parents than anything else what I'm going to say now. These are the top things parents do to embarrass their kids, whether it be in public or in front of their friends. They start dancing. Remember Elaine, how she danced on Seinfeld? How goofy it looked? That's how you probably look to your friend, to your kids. Public displays of affection. Nobody wants to see their mom and dad kissing in public, all right? Although it's very nice and tender to them, but no kid wants to see that. How about using modern slang, wearing clothes that aren't appropriate for their age? And here's the worst part, telling embarrassing stories about your kids. My brother, my mother took, you know how you take baby pictures when the little infants, they're nude, and they're generally with their bare butt showing? Well, my mother had a picture of my brother hanging in the house when he was a little infant with his bare butt sticking up. Now, it's cute now. You look back and, oh, look how cute he is. Grandma came to me. Oh, look at little Jeffrey with his little butt. But when you're a little kid and your friends come in the house and they see that picture, my mother had that hanging front and center. So everybody who came to the house saw it, including all my brother's friends. He hated that picture. But it was up there for years. Now, I never had any nudies of me in the house. We had photos of me naked, you know, laying on the couch when I was a little infant. But they were never hanging in the house so people can see them, especially my friends. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here at WRGN. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin right now. It's time for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRGN, Seek Kenosha.